Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No adverse effects to the nose, throat, and sinuses. And it comes from a doctor who's been examining a group of Chesterfield smokers as part of a program supervised by a responsible, independent research laboratory. Now, after a full year and 4 months, the doctor reports again, no adverse effects to the nose, throat, or sinuses from smoking Chesterfields.
A COVID jab shill, Peter Hotez, attacks Alex Jones. Claims he never took money from Big Pharma. Now, he's really jumped the shark on this one, and he's playing a shell game. He says, I take money from Bill Gates and the NIH. Well, that's the top. They pay for policy, and then the research is done, the dummy research that they've requested, the outcome they want, and then that is given back to Big Pharma that then produces the poison and is given liability protection by the NIH and by the federal government. And then the money travels back to Bill Gates and a few other big companies and his tax-free foundation, then he pays no taxes.
About 10 years ago, we got approached by a group at the New York Blood Center led by Shibu Jiang and Lan Ying Du that had a pretty good idea for coronavirus vaccines. And at the time, nobody cared about coronavirus vaccines. They were sort of orphaned. And so we adopted it.
What about Big Pharma being tax exempt? And that's really what's happening here. Is that Bill Gates brags, oh, I get 20-to-1 return on my vaccine investment.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
It's been $100 billion overall that the world's put in. Our foundation is a bit more than $10 billion, but we feel there's been over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
Hotez has a lot, when I say a lot of nerve, I mean he has a lot of nerve to sit up there and tell the world that I am making this up.
And what do you have to say to people who think they're a vaccine injured? Anything for them?
Don't come to me.
I mean, do you have anything to say to people that think? Do you have anything to say to people? Yeah. I mean, do you think vaccine injuries are real, Peter?
Sure, he's worth $35 million on record. That's just what he shows on his taxes. $35 million, and the man is a pediatrician who runs a children's hospital, think guinea pigs. And he thinks your children should be made to take the shots?
It's all about mass compliance. That's going to be absolutely critical. Because if you don't have masks, remember, this virus aerosolizes. So even 6 feet is not enough. It can go 17, 18 feet, several meters. What we really have to do is have vaccine mandates in the schools. We should have a rule that anyone who walks into a school over the age of 12 has to be vaccinated. This is the nature of the anti-vaccine movement in this country. It's somehow married now to far right-wing extremism and white nationalist group.
Anyone who's unvaccinated and has been lucky enough to escape COVID, your luck is about to run out.
And I call it anti-science aggression coming from Senator Rand Paul, Senator Johnson, members of the House of Representatives, in addition to those two senators, are killers. Starting to see now those same anti-vaccine messages that's coming out of the U.S. And now we're finding it in Africa and Latin America. And remember, what the other reason we're seeing this is the Putin government has, this has been reported by U.S. and British intelligence, has been piling on with this whole systematic program of what's being called weaponized health communications, trying to destabilize democracies with anti-vaccine, anti-science messages. The Biden administration has to realize that anti-science is a killer. Disinformation, yeah. It's not even just disinformation. This is an anti-science empire right now, and we need Homeland Security. We need the Justice Department. We've really got to figure this out. And Health and Human Services will not be able to figure this out on their own.
This is so criminal. This is so un-American. This is so evil. Plus, everything they said the last 3.5 years was a lie. These are epidemiologists. These are scientists. These are virologists. These are pathologists. They knew what they were doing, hurting the public and setting the precedent to weaponize Big Pharma and the media against the people and get away with murder. Because you can get away with murder, you can then do whatever you want, and you can play God.
We have three original, one-of-a-kind toothpaste, designed by my father, a dentist, at InfoWarsStore.com that don't have fillers, that are filled with high-quality essential oils and more. We have a turmeric toothpaste, we have the ultimate tooth whitening with coral calcium toothpaste, and we have the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste, again, with a whole bunch of key essential oils that are so good, not just for your teeth and your gums, but your whole mouth, your throat, and more. These are really game-changing toothpaste. They're very, very strong. Most over-the-counter toothpaste have fluoride. Ours don't. And it doesn't have fillers in it. It is just chock full of incredible things that God gave us through Mother Nature. So, it's now back in stock. It became a bestseller. The turmeric toothpaste is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling out of the tooth whitening toothpaste. We've got some of that left. And we also have some of the amazing activated charcoal toothpaste in stock, but it's running out as well. So all three toothpastes in stock for a limited time, InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I want to play a short clip before we go to our very special guest, Kyle Serafin, a high-level FBI whistleblower who's devastated much of the deep state's criminal operations so far and really helped trigger others to go public. The short clip of President Trump saying he will liberate America from these villains once and for all. Here it is.
This is the final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, and fascists. And we will throw off the sick political class that hates our country. We will rout the fake news media, and we will defeat crooked Joe Biden. We will liberate America from these villains once and for all.
You know what's amazing about that? That is not rhetoric. And that's what I've been saying for years here. You have to admit how much trouble we're in if we have any hope of turning this around. And God's got to be at the heart of that. And the enemy knows that. That's why they're attacking God and churches and people getting together and saying, we're going to send Homeland Security to school board meetings if parents raise their voices. And it turned out Homeland Security prompted the teachers union to do that. And this is so dangerous. And I've been familiar with his work for a while, one of the most prominent FBI whistleblowers. And I'm not going to read Kyle's whole bio, but it's a lot in the Air Force. And all before that, he didn't enlist until he was 27. A lot of private sector success and work. He was in the real world first, where he got into the crazy world. And then he just discovered what was going on, refused the COVID shot. It's all right here, exposed the illegal activities. I mean, look. It's too hard to go over it all myself. He's the expert. I'll get it wrong. But exposing the targeting of Christians and conservatives, particularly Catholics, exposing them branding any political opposition as terrorists, he's at the tip of the spear exposing that, exposing the pipe bomb, obviously being part of a drill and being innate objects and them trying to cover that up, just all over the map. So I think it's best if I just shut up and give him the floor until the bottom of the hour at least, and I'll come back with questions. To start about himself or wherever he thinks best, and then walk through what's happening, because he is an insider, and he sees the big picture. I'm on the outside looking at it and see the system setting up for war of the American people. And that national security memorandum put out by Biden in June of 2021 saying, white supremacists are the number one terror threat, and then defining people that are against open borders, election fraud, forced shots, lockdowns, and other things as white supremacists. So designating us like we were the Taliban or Al-Qaeda as enemy combatants, basically, and then turning loose all this surveillance and censorship, which they now admit is being run out of the UN that sets the policy and then is implemented by the Pentagon, the Justice Department, and others to implement the spying and then censorship. Because they have to spy on you, then censor. You understand? That's just as big. That's the government then funding the, quote, fact checkers with what they say are facts to silence the people. That's the government contracting, the Pentagon contracting to try to force us to make a shot. Not that the Pentagon's bad. Not that even the FBI itself is bad, the average person. But the people running it are. It's been hijacked. It's captured agencies that have weaponized the medical system against us. So that's my two cents. I'd like him to start wherever he'd like because his whistleblowing is so prolific. He also hosts his own popular show that we'll tell you about and tell you how you can find that as well. And it's very important for you to write. Oh, and he's in studio. I didn't even know that. Shemaine Nugent was there. I was supposed to be back last night. I'm sorry. My wife's dad's in the hospital. I got to go see him tomorrow. But Kyle Serafin, I'm bummed out not being in Austin now because I love Shemaine, but I've got to hang out with her a lot. She's awesome. I've never gotten to meet Kyle Serafin, a real hero in person. You can find him at thekyleserafinshow.podbean.com, thekyleserafinshow.podbean.com, or just type in, listen to Kyle Serafin. Okay, I'm ranting here because there's so much information. Let's put an expert on. Kyle, thank you so much. We go to break in about 15 minutes. You've got the floor.
Well, thanks for having me on, Alex. I really appreciate it. I've been looking forward to this for the last couple of weeks since we talked about it. And, so I think you nailed down something really important. I started in private industry. I got out of college like most people, and I went to go get a job like a normal person. I applied for it, and I did work. I sold furniture. I sold computers. I ran a restaurant, and I did some finance for a movie studio, which are all totally incompatible with most people's vision of what FBI agents go and do and how they come out of there. And then I enlisted when I was 27, which was probably the first time when I actually got my feet underneath me and started making sense. And because I had that background, because I started off knowing what it was to go out and interview for a job, it didn't scare me when the opportunity came up that I was probably going to lose my FBI job. You know, it didn't concern me that was going to be the last time that I was able to go and do these things. And so when they came out and said, you're going to get these shots, and by the way, at the same time, we're going to be investigating parents at school board meetings, and here's the threat tag we're going to use, both of those things happened almost simultaneously. And I've heard you speak about God a lot in the last couple, 45 minutes or an hour, and it's true. This is one of those things. You get an opportunity to do something right, and especially if you're going to look down the line and see, I've got young kids. So am I going to live in a world where I didn't do the right thing, where I didn't, set the example that I want them to live by as well? And that would be a real difficult thing for me to go and try to tell them to follow on an example that I couldn't follow myself. And that was really easy. So I went to Congress with some information saying that we were going to be investigating parents at school boards. To be really specific, you mentioned earlier about the possible impeachment of Merrick Garland. And that was actually the thing that I brought forward. It's bad that the FBI was going to be going after parents at school board meetings, but there is at least a federal nexus and a possible crime you could do. It'd be an interstate threat case. And we generally don't do those, but we could. As FBI agents, we could be doing investigations into that. What we can't do is have an attorney general get up in front of Congress and say, I'm not going to do something, specifically use counterterrorism resources and Patriot Act tools to go after parents, and then get an email from the assistant director of counterterrorism at the FBI as an FBI agent. I saw that. And so it's like, well, you may have perjured yourself. And so that was what my credible allegation was to Congress. You got to come forward with a concrete and credible allegation. You'll be shocked to learn that the FBI investigated itself and the DOJ investigated themselves, and they found that they were not culpable for anything that was malfeasant or wrongdoing in front of anybody. So, the government protects itself, it turns out. And most whistleblowers have that
experience. And I said I wasn't going to interrupt you. I said I wasn't going to interrupt you, and I'm going to shut up in a minute here, but that's what I'm saying. You are the consummate whistleblower. Because I know that from reading the news, the documents. I mean, there's a lot of great men and women that have blown the whistle, but you've been one of the first, and you've had the most credible cases that are cut and dry. Like, we wouldn't know they were creeping around spying on parents at school boards without you. We wouldn't know that the FBI director was basically illegally using private jets for his own private interest, which is $50,000, $100,000 per trip. We wouldn't know. I mean, just it's a laundry list without you. So maybe you should start, now you told us about yourself, with the laundry list of things, the torpedoes that you fired into the side of this corrupt, rotting Justice Department to I don't think to destroy it, but to fix it and somehow have it be reborn, or does it have to be abolished?
Yeah, it's really straightforward. People need to be asking a very specific question. And the question is this. We spend about $11 billion a year on the FBI. And are the American people getting the $11 billion that they expect when they spend that money on the Bureau? And if the answer is no, then it needs to either be reimagined or destroyed. Both of those things are possibilities. We shouldn't have any sacred cows in this country. The founding fathers came in and set up a country where we were not going to be relying on government. We're supposed to be relying on ourselves. So the Bureau answered a basic question in the 1930s. It goes back a little bit before that. But basically, what they were trying to do is they were going after interstate crime before the Internet, before, you know, phones were prevalent anywhere, before cell phones, for sure, before competent radio signals going back and forth between different police departments, and before interstate communications were as easily available as they are today. And so the question that it was answering then was, what happens if a gangster robs a bank in Louisiana and then goes and does it in Texas, then goes up and does it in Oklahoma? How do you deal with that person? Well, you have the FBI. That's what they did. They went interstate and they went after people that were doing interstate crimes. But today we have a very different world. We have a lot of sheriff's departments that can go 50 miles into a state that is beyond their borders. We have sheriffs that have inter-cooperations. They've got mutual aid. So we shouldn't just assume that there needs to be this federal law enforcement agency the way that we see it. And that's the question that I always open. And I'm a skeptic. I'm an investigator. And skepticism is sort of the hallmark of that. And then, of course, your folks came and printed out all the articles I sent forward. It's actually kind of overwhelming to see it in person because I don't actually go and pull these up. These are usually just links on a
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing. failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
By counterterrorism resources and had it fly to Reagan National from Manassas. It's about a 15-minute trip tops. And he had it pick up and fly from the hangar where it lives to the federal airport that is closer to D.C. simply so he could avoid 45 minutes to an hour in traffic going out on I-66. And it's not like the man is driving. You know, if anybody has any illusions about the fact that Chris Wray is not driving anywhere. He's got a three-vehicle motorcade full of FBI agents that are armed, and they drive him, and he's got Wi-Fi and all the other capabilities, so he's always in touch. But he just didn't want to do that inconvenient trip, so they just, you know, they fly the jet to him, they pick him up, and that costs us a minimum of $2,500 when it touches down on the runway, and then whatever that, you know, the wear and tear on the jet is, and it's not a cheap aircraft, it's a Gulfstream 550, and then additionally...
Well, the point is, he's not supposed to do that legally, and I said I would interrupt, don't you notice how... That's why I print all the articles, is because when you're clicking online, you don't realize how much it is until you print them, and then you look at it all, and then it reminds you to actually cover all of them, but I'm sorry to interrupt, but what you're painting here is a picture of corruption, a picture of arrogance, a image of a system trying to criminalize dissent and demonize the most patriotic Americans and make us a political enemy. I mean, this is classic authoritarian totalitarianism. Please continue.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's a police state. That's exactly what we're looking like. And the other thing is that we just found out, and, you know, people come to me and share information. I found out from two independent sources, which is kind of the minimum number of people you want to hear, that the FBI is currently investigating internally 700-plus FBI agents. There's about 14,000, a little bit less than 14,000 agents total. So about 5% of the workforce is being investigated now as possible extremists and threats to the FBI. And that's pretty disturbing. And what I also found out is that internally they are recruiting from the headquarters building. These are going to be the people that actually, are kind of good acolytes, and they believe that their loyalty to the Bureau is much higher than maybe their loyalty to the Constitution. But they're recruiting internally to the Hoover Building, getting more agents to go be part of this Internal Affairs Unit, which is known as the Office of Professional Responsibility and the Insider Threat Units. So they are investigating their own at a rate that, you know, we're obviously there's an opportunity cost. They're not going after terrorists that are legitimately in other countries, and they're not going after federal crimes like people stealing Americans' money. And you know, there's just a whole host of these things where when you weaponize the government, you turn it against the people, and then you turn it against the people that are trying to keep it straight, which there are some good people in the FBI. There's no doubt about it. And they're now targeted, too.
Well, I noticed in your stack, you know, they're continuing to double down with a white supremacist. And then they list all these things that make you a white supremacist.
Right.
Being a Trump supporter, you're a white supremacist. So it's a way to demonize. And really, the classic sign of a totalitarian state is spying on your own people internally. I mean, this just sounds like a nightmare for everybody. I think it shows real weakness in the so-called corrupt ruling class like the Bidens. Did you see Biden yesterday come out and say, or a couple days ago, but it went viral yesterday? He said, yeah, I sell state secrets to other governments. Big deal.
He's just so out of
his mind. It's bizarre. And even if he's joking, which we know he's not, this is insanity. This is like Caligula marrying his horse. Latter stage, final stage tyranny is when they start, lack of a better term, pissing on our faces, sir.
Yeah, and they're doing that. So the thing is they've got to balkanize us, right? They've got to divide and conquer. They want to make sure they other you. And I've been making some parallels. I was told I wasn't allowed to quote Adolf Hitler the other day, which made me want to quote Adolf Hitler because he's a great cautionary tale of some of the things that, you know, that he said and some of the playbook that is being laid out. You can see what totalitarian regimes do. They all do the same thing. It's not like it's specific to Hitler. So I did a whole podcast just quoting things from Hitler and showing how they are in real time. You know, they didn't start with death camps. They started off by creating a quote unquote other. And so that other is a Trump supporter. It's a MAGA. It's using the term maggot to talk about people that support President Trump. And, you know, I'm neither here nor there when it comes to President Trump, but I'm a guy that's very big on fundamental fairness. And what I saw that happened at Mar-a-Lago was not fair. It is not normal. And it was outside the range of what normally happens. And you're slowly seeing guys like Steve D'Antuono, who was the assistant director of the Washington field office and in charge of the squad that went down and did the Mar-a-Lago raid. What we saw was he's starting to come out and say some things were abnormal. Because here's the thing you got to imagine. If you're an FBI agent and you get flown down to Miami, where, by the way, they got plenty of FBI agents, it turns out, and you're going to go do this raid at the former president's house, which is beyond everything you can imagine ever doing. That's never been done before. So that's a big deal. And then you're going to have to sit in front of a jury. You're going to have a defense attorney. And I'm sure Trump's got good ones. They're going to ask you, have you ever flown to another area of responsibility, another field office's jurisdiction, and conducted a search warrant? Is that normal for you? And then I'm going to have to say, no, it's not. So why do you think you did it? And they're going to have to come up with some reason, or they're going to have to say they don't know why they actually flew out there and conducted
a raid. Well, wasn't it the same unit that ran the whole Russia hoax thing?
It's CI-14. It's Counterintelligence 14, which was the sixth floor. It was right next to where I used to sit. I spent 2 years working counterintelligence. I was on the Chinese side of the house. The Russian squad, they did Russian espionage. So, yeah, it's the same group. Although a lot of that, I think, was run out of headquarters. Kind of interestingly and sort of parallel to what we're seeing on this desk in front of me, they also were the first ones that got the pipe bomber case. I don't have no idea why. I think it was just a bandwidth issue. But for some reason, they actually assigned a bunch of counterintelligence agents to the pipe bomb case right off the jump. And I don't need anyone to get it out, that means something. It may mean nothing. Oftentimes it just means that they just didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed by January 6th. And for me, it's actually kind of indicated that the Bureau was caught flat-footed by what happened on J6. I don't think the Bureau actually planned it. I'll go out there and say that very clearly. But that doesn't mean the government wasn't deeply involved, that they didn't have significant sources. And my instinct has always been that it was somewhere in Department of Homeland Security, which doesn't have any of the shackles that the FBI has. They don't have the Attorney General guidelines governing their
information. Incredible. Stop right there, because you've got military background, you've got FBI intelligence background, and not just regular FBI. That's exactly what I believe. They're not going to use the Justice Department because that's got too much oversight in it.
Yep.
But when you look at all these, it's just like they use a regular Navy deep water team to blow up the pipeline, not the Navy SEALs and SEAL Team 10, because that's under congressional oversight. We now know Cy Hirsch has all the whistleblowers. But it's the same thing. And I don't think that even that group didn't purely run it. They had D.C. police who were on board. Who came in and helped break in. They had auxiliary Ray Epps types who were there saying go into the Capitol and helping ram signs in. Then they had provocateurs within the other groups, and they had Q groups saying, oh, yes, Trump's about to storm it, go in. And so there was enough hysteria, and because they sent half of the Capitol police who were set up to crowd control and to traffic control at the Ellipse, they were able to break through. And I saw the whole thing. I'm not an FBI agent, but I've sure learned a lot since then, how they started attacking right when Trump started speaking. The minute they broke in, I was then told by people obviously compartmentalized, okay, Jones, now you go lead the march. And I felt the setup. I was like, well, how am I supposed to lead when 200,000 have already gone down the road? And then I get there, and I'm like, oh, my God, we've been set up. And now I learned the 20-page article, Washington Post, I'm ranting now, about how they've been trying to have Jack Smith and all of them indict me and Trump. It is just insane to know how innocent I am and to know the FBI knows that. They've got all our phones, everything. And they know we try to stop it. I'm getting chills. And they are probably going to indict Trump and other people who are completely innocent. It makes me, it's not even a feeling of being angry. It's a feeling of just being blown away.
It's betrayal. I mean, that's what that feels like. And I know that feeling because that's what happened when I, got walked out the door. It's like, okay, that's what happens when you've been betrayed. You feel it hurts more because you had a sense of initial trust. If it's somebody that you couldn't trust, if some random person comes up, puts a gun in your face and takes your wallet, you don't like it. It makes you, cautious. But it's not the same as if somebody in your family had done it. And when your country does it to you, it's definitely bad. It reminded me. What you just said, like January 6th always seemed like it was going to be a trap even before then. And I talked, members of the FBI, friends of mine who are either, former agents or that were agents at the time and have retired since, not to go down to that speech, even though it's a First Amendment protected activity.
Sir, this is incredible. This is incredible. This is one of the most amazing interviews ever. Stay right there. Back in 3 minutes, four, 3.5 minutes. Kyle Serafin, KyleSerafin.com, KyleSerafin.com. Is that the best site, sir?
Yes, it is.
All right, well, let's spend. I can interview this guy for 10 hours. And we've got a former NSA guy and others coming in next hour.
Two of our best-selling nootropics, or brain boosters, are now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And for a limited time, they're 50% off when you get them together, or 40% off when you get them individually. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. Two separate formulas. They both give you good, clean energy without the crash. One is a 4 to 6 hour good base of clean energy, again, with no hangover or letdown. And the other is a very special proprietary formula. That's Brain Force Ultra that hits really, really quick. And I love it. It wears off in 2 to 3 hours. So if I've got to work at night but don't want to stay up all night, I can take it and say 9 o'clock at night. I've got to stay up till midnight working, doing a radio interview or something. And boom, or writing an article or writing a book. And then I get 2-3 hours of energy, and then you go right to bed after it. Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, both 50% off by themselves or 40% off individually. A lot of people love these products. They've got 5-star reviews. But if you haven't tried them, you really should. 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we've got Kyle Serafin, the FBI whistleblower, so many other great whistleblowers as well. That's why I've said on air, the federal government's not our enemy. But it's the hijackers at the top of it that have made us the enemy, because they know we're going to legitimately take this country back. I said I'd give them the floor, and I shut up most of the time, but wow. I mean, I'm so intimately involved in all this. I've been in the crosshairs that I have a lot of selfish things I want to know his view on. But Kyle Serafin, KyleSerafin.com, does his own show as well. Finish up with J6, the branding of America as terrorists. Where do you think the deep state's going with this? What do you think is going to happen to Trump? How do we peacefully fix this? They kept saying, oh, when we indict Trump, his approval rating will go down. It's backfired. I could tell them that's going to backfire. They seem to be in their own bubble. I don't want a civil war. I don't want a confrontation. But when your government's hijacked by criminals that are trying to put you in jail when they know you're innocent and they know the president's innocent, it's beyond being angry. Like you said, you really are. I'm impressed because I couldn't think of the word. It's betrayal, and it's a feeling of just amazement and also resolve to do something. And I appreciate your resolve. So I will shut up now. Just cover the waterfront because you're a classic FBI agent. You come in with all these points and tell us what you know about each thing that happened. But as a citizen, as a father, as a veteran, we want, as a Christian, your 35,000 foot view and what you think we should do.
So I'm always really specific. I know the term deep state has a lot of following. Unfortunately, it's kind of what I would call an emotional word. So I tend to stay away from it. And I use the word administrative state. And I actually met with Vivek Ramaswamy the other day and talked to him about it. And he immediately was on board with using that terminology. And I think it's more accurate because the deep state kind of conjures up this sexy kind of spy world, people handing off dossiers, you know, in a dark alleyway, or they're doing it in a parking garage, or the 90s X-Files with the cancer man and all this stuff and people making decisions. The administrative state is actually much more nefarious and far more insidious and more dangerous. It's a lot of people that don't know each other, that have independently aligned goals, and those goals are really simple. It's really the oldest thing of corruption that's ever been. It's to get a little bit more money on their pension and to be able to find themselves in a place where they are going to make a little bit more money, or they're going to have a better shot at a retirement gig. So government employees doing that are clearly the enemy, but we cannot rule out the fact that it takes every level. And I've been spending a bunch of time looking into the Holocaust because I just think it's so important that we understand what has happened, the way things go. And basically, it looks like this. You don't get the FBI knocking down the door of a pro-life activist or coming in and raiding a Mar-a-Lago without people saying yes, all the way down the line to the frontline agents, to the GS-13 guys like I was, who are knocking on the door and serving that warrant. So somebody has to come up with the idea. Somebody has to get it approved. Then it's got to go down to supervisors who are going to go tell their people to go do it, draw up an ops plan, file the FD-888, which is the operations arrest warrant plan, and then they got to go do that thing, right? And so everybody's got to be on board all the way down the line. And I had a really front row seat to this with a supervisor who I thought was a great guy, and I have no personal qualms with the man at all. He was my boss, and what he said was, I basically agree with you and your stance on the vaccine mandates, but I've got alimony, and I've got a mortgage, and I got, you know, a new wife, and I've got to be able to pay my bills. And so I can't do this. And, you know, you're out the lunch. You're kind of out the door. That's what's going to happen to you. And when that is the case, and then they wrote some things about me that were pretty amazing. They said that I was an insider threat, that I was dangerous, that I was volatile, that I was, you know, kind of unhinged, and I was scaring my coworkers. So they did the natural thing that you would do when you find someone who's dangerous working for the FBI. You take them from something criminal matters. I used to work Indian crimes for my last gig. So I'm literally driving out to an Indian reservation and investigating like murders or suicides or domestic violence. And then they put me on a national security squad because that's where you want your potential traitors. They put me on this thing. It's totally illogical. And you really realize, like, it's absurd on its face. And so when they start doing things like that, they're tipping the hand that, look, everybody's on board. They all agree to it. And it doesn't mean that they're bad people. It means that their interests are aligned with just basically saving their skin, keeping their paychecks, moving towards that pension. We call it the golden handcuffs in the federal service. It's once you get to 10 years, you got another 10 years before you can retire. Like, you're kind of going to do everything. And so a lot of people are sticking around knowing that they're 18 months out from retirement, that they're, you know, 24 months away from getting a pension for the rest of life. And it's a good pension, by the way. I mean, it's 50, 60 grand. Plus, you get a true up from the Social Security piece of it. So they're making maybe $75,000 to $85,000 a year for life. And that's a hard thing to walk away from, knowing that you put in a decade or a decade and a half worth of service. And many of them started off in the right heart, but, you know, they end up just serving the agency. And that's what's really dangerous, I would say. The other thing I'll say, and this is January 6th specific, and I think you can appreciate this. The FBI has a lot of sources. There's a piece in front of me that your folks printed out. Julie Kelly wrote it in American Greatness, and she talked about the FBI spends on average $40 million U.S. currency, and they paid in cash to their sources. Okay, so when you pay out your sources and you pay them out in cash, there are people that get paid more than people that get paid less. If you're reporting on the Hell's Angels, you might get $1,000 for helping build a case. You might get $5,000, which includes some operational expenses. They'll pay for you to go to a trip. You can go to Sturgis or something. They'll buy you a motorcycle that's cheap and crappy or whatever that is. But if you're working the big deal cases where the big money is, you can get big time payouts. And we're talking six figures in cash, some people getting paid out annually. The American people got a little taste of that hearing about the Biden FD 1023 talking about the corruption scandal. And they said that this whistleblower has been paid upwards of $200,000 over the last 10 years. So that's $20,000 on average per year. And that's, you know, that's a very mid-level, you know, solid source, no question about it, somebody that's reliable, and you want to pay them that kind of cash. But that is not professional source material. There are people that work in the domestic terrorism space that do this for a living, and they probably don't file it with the IRS, we can imagine. There's always this, like, wink and a nod moment when you pay somebody cash, and you go, make sure you report it on your taxes, because that's how, you know, like, we're not responsible for that. That's the IRS's problem. The FBI pays in cash. And the reason why is because if we wrote a check, it would tie them back to us. So we're doing it for their safety and for their protection. But it's become the same thing where classification is now defending documents away from the American taxpayer's eyes. By keeping people on a cash payroll, you are keeping them away from the American people as well. They're not easily investigated or exposed. And the FBI fights tooth and nail for what they call sources and methods, keeping that away from people. So this is a lot of this stuff needs to be reimagined. It's really dangerous. And they're incentivized to make cases. So this was my instinct about January 6th. You didn't need a big plan. What you needed was independent operators who are working on behalf of the Bureau in the domestic terrorism space, right? And they need to show up. And they need a case, because if there's a domestic terrorism case and a prosecution, that means that it justifies a big budget. Last year, that was something like $300 or $400 million for just international terrorism, you know, that was being funded. That's just for operations alone. That's for the investigations. That's not for salaries and everything else. That's for running these cases. And so that was for international terrorism. Similar budgets for domestic terrorism. If you don't meet the numbers, if you don't have that much casework, you don't get that money renewed the next time when Congress goes for it. You have to justify. And so here's something that'll blow your mind a little bit. The FBI projected that in 2022, they were going to disrupt, that's the word, it's a statistical accomplishment or a stat, they need to disrupt 600 domestic terrorist organizations, 600 counterterrorism investigations need to result in disruption, and they fell short. They fell short, and they only had 397. That was the claim that came back to Congress. So you have to believe, as the American taxpayer, that the FBI interrupted a terrorist operation every single day of the year and twice on every Sunday. That's the actual numbers. Yeah.
And that's why we have the classic cases of agents going in and like provocateuring stuff in like Michigan and trying to get idiots to go kidnap the governor. Because if you get them to just talk about it, now you've got that threat. Well, what about the statement that domestic terrorism is the number one threat? I mean, I look around and we do see some real domestic terrorism, like the black shopping center with the guy shooting people and whatever. I mean, it's terrible, but it's still pretty rare compared to everything else. And then I hear that there's just white supremacists running around murdering people everywhere. There's like a few examples I could find. Then I saw manipulation of crime statistics where if just a white person commits a crime, then they just call it terrorism. Or how's that work?
They're cherry picking data. So you're correct. It's a way of moving the stats around. It's a way of moving the numbers to facilitate a narrative. So you can have two things be true at once. You can have white supremacy-based terrorism, domestic terrorism, be incredibly rare, like lightning strike rare. And at the same time, it can also be the most dangerous and most prevalent version of domestic terrorism. But what we have to say is how big is that threat and how realistic is it that normal people are going to experience it? So here's the numbers. The FBI's own numbers said that for the last decade or so, there were 77 homicides that were specifically tied to white supremacist ideology. Okay, 77 homicides over about a decade. And then somebody else shared with me context, and that's the thing that's always missing in these reports. The context is about 90 people a year die because they've messed around with their lawnmower and they decided to participate in the Darwin Awards. So
get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Jesuits are kind of a radical fringe within the Catholics on the liberal side of things. They are very left-leaning. They believe in a thing that's called liberation theology, which is essentially Marxism that's wearing Christianity, wearing Catholicism. And so that's who you have.
Wokeism.
Yeah, it 100% is. A lot of those guys cut their teeth in Latin America where things were unjust, but that doesn't mean that you can come to the United States and move Marxism into us. So they were basically drawing a line around one thing. Okay, it's their positions on abortion, their positions on the sort of gender ideology / LGBTQ agenda, and their border security positions. Those things were the reasons that they said that these radical traditional Catholics, again, that's kind of trademark to the Bureau, their own made-up term, these RTCs were fertile breeding grounds for white supremacy recruitment. But if that's the case, right, if that is the case, that these particular stances on these public issues make you a potential white supremacist, that's not just all Catholics. It's all Christians. And like I said, it's a pry bar to get into mainstream religion. And my take on it is, and this may be a little bit nuanced, but I think that we are seeing in real time right now progressive leftism, which meets all the categorical definitions of Title VII as a religion.
It's the new religion.
It is a religion. And it's a religion without God.
Although they now officially say it's a religion. I'm sorry to interrupt, but you are just dead on and so impressive. We've only got Do five more in the next hour, and then I'm going to bring my other special guests in here. But please come back. It's so gracious you're here. Please get us in touch with all the other amazing whistleblowers. Very impressed. I'd love to think of the FBI as a bunch of men and women like you. I would get behind that. Smart, caring, intelligent, nuanced. That's what we need, not a bunch of people carrying out a leftist takeover ideology. But in the 10 minutes we have left, when the full audience is there, some stations don't care that first five. Cover the waterfront, other things that need to be hit on, where you think this Trump thing's going, what we do to save this country. Because if America goes down, the world's going down. I mean, just as a citizen, as a father, as a Christian, what do you think we should do?
All right, so big pieces here. 702 FISA's got to go. Look, we may not have the political energy. There may not be a conservative movement to get rid of the Bureau. I'm okay with that. I understand it. I think it should probably go. I think it's tarnished the brand and the badge to the point where, you know, if you went and bought a salad brand and you got sick with E. coli or a family member died, you wouldn't go back and buy that again. They'd have to change the name. So that's probably what should happen to a group like the FBI at this point, but I don't think it will. So FISA 702 is incredibly dangerous. I'll break it down for your audience very simply. As someone who used 702 FISA, there are two versions of the FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Part of it is something that we use domestically on people that are confirmed to be either tied to an intelligence agency or they're part of a foreign terrorist organization. They're kind of liberal with that definition. It goes in front of a secret court. That's the whole thing they did going after Carter Page and Trump. That's the quote-unquote full FISA. 702 is something else altogether. And while a full FISA takes weeks and sometimes months to put together, A 702 FISA can be done in a morning. I've done them in the morning. Literally, before noon, I'm filing it and we're getting it approved, you know, within a couple of days. And what it targets are non-U.S. persons, okay, that are non-U.S. based. So imagine fill in the blank country and a spy from that country. We can go get a 702 on them. When we do so, we're going to get all the information and all the things they touch on U.S. telecom services. That's going to be emails. That's going to be phone calls. If they have unencrypted Skype, all that stuff. That all gets out there. We can bring it into a little program called DWS, and we can read it, and we can look at it, and we can find out what they're doing. Here's the problem. When you have an FBI agent, their actual job is not special agent. That's not a real thing. Their job is criminal investigator. So they are looking for that thing. They are looking for crimes. All of us are. That's the way we think. And so they're going to go after and try to find the U.S. citizens that are actually involved in that net with this particular spy who's documented as a spy. And we want to find out what Americans are talking to them, okay? But that's expressly illegal. Under the 702 statute, underneath the FISA, it's called reverse targeting, and it's illegal. So imagine you've got people from a, take your pick, TSA, right? They're going to send everybody through a metal detector. You're going to use the metal detector. Everyone's got to walk through, and you're not allowed to bring a gun on an airplane. But the TSA also has this other problem. You're not allowed to use the metal detector to find guns, but don't let anyone bring a gun on the plane. You can't do it. You can't use that tool in a lawful way. And so 702 FISA is the basics of it. The longer mission of it is, we should be getting rid of the domestic intelligence mission for the FBI. If it's going to be another agency altogether, great. If it's not going to happen at all, I think that's better. I'm pro-freedom. And then the last real piece that we can do actionably, and this is what people can actually do, go out and meet your local sheriff. Go out and meet the law enforcement people that are in your world, and you need to convince them to stay away from federal task force. We need to have a 10th Amendment revolution in this country. That's the only way that this war stays bloodless. We're already in a war. You know, it's a fifth generation war. Your channel has been well ahead of the curve by calling it InfoWars. 5GW is a real thing. It's been going on for a long time. People always talk about the quote-unquote PSYOP. The PSYOP is a battle. 5GW is the war. And we are dealing with a civil war that is right now, you know, going after everybody. So how do we fix that? You do it locally, and you get the federal government out of our local law enforcement. That's the weapon. That's the teeth of the federal government to touch you in a meaningful way. So pull out a task force that have the IRS. Pull out of the DEA task force. You don't need local sheriffs, and you don't need sheriff's deputies. You don't need local police departments doing that. And that happens by you agitating, you know, at the base level in your own community and try to keep these things away. And when the federal government is neutered in that way, and it is a big neutering, if you go listen to what the ATF director said the other day, Merrick Garland said it a number of times, we can't do our jobs unless we get local law enforcement support. So take that support away. We actually have the ability to do things like that. So that is something that we can do to keep it bloodless.
Let me shift gears just a minute. Just as a citizen, but also former FBI agent, what do you see with the obvious persecution of Trump that they admitted? They sent these special units to do it. It's ridiculous. And now they're going to try to indict him. They're saying for J6. Yeah. Just totally bizarre. Democrats have created alternate delegates before. They've challenged elections before. They were following set deals. What do you think about Jack Smith? I mean, he was really shaken in his one little statement the day after he indicted Trump, or the day of. I mean, is there a gun to his head? I mean, how are they getting this guy to do this? I know he was trained over at the UN as one of their prosecutors. But, I mean, this is backfiring with everybody, and now they're saying more indictments. I mean, you're just saying the FBI is disconnected. Where do you see this going?
I think that they've pretty much confirmed that Trump's going to be the nominee by doing this kind of stuff. It's kind of like the Harry Potter thing, right? Like, they chose their enemy, and they ordained him to be the thing that they wanted him to be, and now he's going to have all the spotlight of it. And Trump, you know, he's a mud monster. He's going to soak up all the stuff. That's not going to hurt the Trump brand, the people that love Trump. And it's also going to make people look at it and go, that is very unfair. The American people do not like to see fundamental unfairness. And so if people are at least open-minded enough to see that this is totally outside the bounds, that's what needs to be hammered, at least on the any alternative media needs to be explaining. You know, the mainstream media is full on accepting the spoon-fed narrative from the Justice Department, from the Biden administration, which I think are really, really dangerous stuff. So we need to just hammer home.
And Fox's ratings are down almost 60%. Sorry to interrupt. Fox is down 60%.
Yep.
Anheuser-Busch has lost 40-something billion. Target, or 20-something million. Target, 20-something million. They are falling apart in front of us, and they just keep like zombies attacking no matter what.
Yep. They don't know any better. I'll tell you this, Alex. This is the thing that I think is really important. A lot of people get what they call black-pilled. We've had a lot of people sort of open their eyes up and be red-pilled in the world. And, you know, I always believe that there's a lot of hope. And the reason why I think there's hope is because in 2020 and in 2021, the federal government and all the mechanisms behind it that were corrupted and they were doing things like, you know, working with big tech, we've seen all that stuff. But people saw it with their own eyes. The goalposts were moved in real time. They skipped probably 10 years worth of slow, progressive marching, and they said, we've got a moment, and we're going to press our advantage, and everybody saw it. And so people have opened their eyes up in a way that was not common before that, because it was much more incremental, it was much more insidious. And since that's happened, it gives everybody in the, you know, that just wants a free America, that just wants to be left alone so we can raise our kids the way we want and, you know, teach them the things that we think are our values. It's given us an opportunity and a break in that action to really disrupt the cycle of indoctrination. So that's a big deal to me. It keeps me hopeful. It doesn't mean I don't go to bed defeated almost every night. I do. I'm exhausted. You know, you put all this stuff out here in front of me, and this stuff is what I do for free for a while, and now I'm getting paid to do it, and so that's even better. But, you know, the message is that there is hope, because all this struggle is worth it. You know, my wife is pregnant right now, and she signs on for it too. She's like, you got to get to work, you got to talk to people. She's got all my kids at an OB appointment right now. And
when you say you get, well, let me interrupt you. When you say you do it to be paid, they'll say, I paid you to come on and say this. You have your own popular show.
Correct.
Everybody
exactly.
Should check out at 100%. KyleSerafin.com. But listen, I want to say this. I've known FBI agents growing up, they're friends with my family, and had them come to the office and ask questions. Seem like nice gals and people, but you've seen the quality go down over the years, more and more political, you know, more and more slob-like. In the old days when I was a kid, the FBI just came over to play chess with my dad. We're like really smart, cool guys. And so you see the lowering of quality across the board. But you seem like a really smart, slick guy. By slick, very well spoken. Are you the exception or kind of the midline? And, I mean, I would say no wonder they were upset by you, because you were in there challenging their narratives. I mean, I'm not kissing your ass. You just seem like a really smart guy, because I'm immersed in this. And we're just clicking. Everything you're saying is actually teaching me a lot, because I already know what's going on, but I'm actually learning something. With a lot of guests, I don't learn anything. I'm learning a lot today. And so are you the average of the FBI, or where would you place yourself in understanding?
You know, to be candid, I don't think I'm the average anywhere I go. So I'll just be kind of say that. And it's not very humble to say, but I think it's accurate. But I'm not unique within the FBI. There's a lot of very talented people, but a lot isn't the majority by any means. There's a lot of, you know, there's also a fair number of people, you know, that are below average for FBI standards. Figure FBI agents go in, they're probably 75th percentile capabilities in most places and above. So, you know, you're going to have 1%ers in there, but you're going to have 75th percenters. I had a guy in my class whose last job, he was a, you know, unarmed security guard at the Detroit Zoo. He's still an agent. He probably doesn't have any problems. I've got other friends that were special operations guys, and, you know, they're highly capable, and they probably run into problems because they're outside-the-box thinkers. They're gray area guys. So it's not all that common, but we're not unique either.
All right, 5 more minutes. Very impressive. The good guys in the FBI blowing the whistle. We'll be right back. We have more experts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com.
www.alexjones.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.